celebrating in Houston. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. The Astros are World Series winners after beating the Philadelphia Phillies in six games. The final call at Minute Maid Park on Fox.
There goes the runner. Fly ball down the right field line. Tucker comes on. Kyle Tucker. This time they finish the job. The Houston Astros, world champions.
The score was 4-1, giving Dusty Baker his first title as manager. Nobody won the Powerball jackpot last night. That means the biggest lottery jackpot in U.S. history is now even bigger, $1.9 billion. To the campaign trail, where winning is the goal 2 days from now. In Pennsylvania, President Biden campaigned in Philadelphia for a U.S. Senate candidate locked in a close race.
If we elect John Fetterman to the Senate and keep control of the House, we can restore the right to choose in this country by codifying Roe v. Wade and make it the law of the land.
On the other side of the state, former President Trump, who rallied for Fetterman's Republican opponent.
The people of Pennsylvania are going to elect Dr. Mehmet Oz to the United States Senate.
Another tight Senate contest will be decided in Nevada.
This race has been polling at a statistical tie. This has been the most narrow margin in the country, making incumbent Democratic Senator Catherine Cortez Masto perhaps the most vulnerable Democrat in the country right now when it comes to the Senate. She has been fighting to preserve her seat against Republican challenger Adam Laxalt.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. Nine people were sent to the hospital last night following a shooting outside a bar in Philadelphia. Police are searching for the suspects who drove up in a black vehicle and opened fire. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
You don't have to live in a border state to be impacted by what's happening down there. J.D. Vance is a Republican U.S. Senate candidate from Ohio.
We have to get control of the southern border. You know, Ohio is the third state when it comes to fentanyl overdose deaths in our country. We know that the cartels are bringing this fentanyl into our country through that wide open southern border.
During a debate last week, Vance's Democratic opponent, Tim Ryan, said he disagrees with some of the Biden administration's border policies. 2 days before the election, more illegal migrant crossings. Fox's Bill Malusian is in Normandy, Texas.
Yet another massive group of several hundred illegal immigrants crossing into the Normandy area, shuffling into Texas, where they eventually just crawl underneath a fence that was put up by the state of Texas. They just file in a single file line and they walk right into the state of Texas. They are willing to give themselves up and surrender.
In Arizona, gaps in border wall are being filled by huge shipping containers despite orders from the Biden administration to remove them. There's no question that dangerous drugs are flowing across the border. Last week, more than 2,000 pounds of methamphetamine were intercepted at the crossing in Laredo, Texas. Officials say the drugs had a street value of nearly $19 million. Crystal blue waters will be the backdrop for an international climate conference. The UN summit, known as COP27, is taking place in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt.
The goal for many delegates is to set new targets for cutting the growth of emissions, hoping to limit the rise of global temperatures below 2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels. The United States will have several known names attending, including former Secretary of State and current United States Special Presidential Envoy for Climate, John Kerry.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. I'm Pam Husso, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.